It is customary for people to take a silent pause in honor of a person who passed away. In the case of Mary Hendricks Gendlin, the pause is especially meaningful as the act of pausing itself honors her work and her impact on us. We are going to pause now, and afterwards, we will be telling you a story that Mary wrote about a woman who just gave birth and her interactions with authority in the hospital.
First, a bit of context to set up the story. On a Saturday afternoon, a perfect baby girl was born to her parents after a short, uncomplicated labor. She was born in a birthing room at a modern suburban hospital in mid-America. Her mother and she, being free of drugs, took a long, deep look at each other, bonding for life. The father rushed back to work to conclude a large presentation. The pediatrician the family had selected was not on call. His partner filled in. The mother was told by a nurse, "The baby is a bit jaundiced. The doctor wants you to stay overnight in the hospital so we can keep an eye on her." Upstairs on the ward, a few hours later, a technician came into the room and took several vials of blood from the baby's heel. The baby cried out each time. A few hours later, another technician appeared, needle and vial in hand.
The mother said, "What are you doing?"
The technician said, "We need to take blood for some test."
The mother said, "Wait a minute, stop. You just took her blood. What is this test for?"
The technician said, "To check on the jaundice."
The mother said, "Wait, I need to think about this. If the results of this test are positive, then what follows from that?"
The technician said, "Then we wait 12 hours and repeat the test."
The mother said, "So why do we need to do the test now if the only result is that you wait 12 hours and repeat it?"
The technician said, "To keep track of what is going on."
The mother said, "We will wait 12 hours and then I will consider whether to do the test then."
The technician said, "But the doctor ordered it now."
The mother said, "I'm sorry. You do not have my permission to do any more tests on my baby."
An uproar ensued. The mother, quite tired from having just given birth and trying to learn how to breastfeed her baby, was visited by a stream of technicians, floor nurses, and others. Most said, "You should do what the doctor orders." A few said, "Good for you. You do what seems right to you." At about 9 p.m., the pediatrician called the mother in her room.
"The doctor said, if you don't have the tests I ordered, then I cannot be responsible for your baby."
The mother said, "I agree. You are no longer responsible for her, and I no longer wish to work with you."
The mother called another pediatrician who came early the next morning, examined the baby, and said, "She is fine. You can go home." As the family prepared to leave, one of the nurses said, "Oh, Dr. So-and-so is doing research on jaundice in babies. He does blood tests on all of the babies for his research."
"What was I doing when I said to the technician, 'Wait a minute, stop'? I was pausing the ongoing situation, making a pause in which I could let my bodily felt sense of the whole situation form. If I had simply responded as expected and said, "Yes, doctor," then the situation would have carried forward, but only from within the routine pattern. By pausing the routine, I am able to form a sense of the whole entire situation, not just behave from within the expected pattern. It was a quite complex situation, and I needed to have all of it functioning so that I could make good choices. I had to weigh my ignorance of the medical side, the authority of the doctor's opinion, my own sense of my baby, my knowledge that routines govern much that goes on in institutions, possible danger to my child if tests were not done. I knew I needed more information, and I knew that I needed to understand the situation better before deciding what to do.
It is one of our deepest rights as a human being to free ourselves from any situation so that we can form our own sense of it. When a person can pause and go inside and say, "This is my sense of this situation," that is the thing that makes them less vulnerable to oppression.
We will now take another short pause in honor of Mary Hendricks Gendlin.
As we pause, we honor Mary.
As we pause, we honor ourselves.
As we pause, we honor each other.
As we pause, we honor Mary.
As we pause, we honor ourselves.